the joke blitzkrieg for a second to say hello. How are you, Eastbourne? You good?
Yes!
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming out. Look, I like it when people join in. The evening can't just be about me. So if anyone has any heckles or questions, queries, anything at all, please feel free to shout out. Any early heckles? What, sorry?
Big feet. You got big feet.
Big feet. You got big feet. I don't think my feet are that big. I don't know how. What, sorry?
Massive ears.
I've got massive ears. Okay, these observations are terrible. These are just, it doesn't work to say, oh, I'll tell you what worked at school. We used to shout at this kid, big ears. He probably had big ears, you fucking idiot. He can probably hear us now. What, sorry? They're already here. Any more? Go on. Where's Alan? People use that a lot. Is what I said when I saw your mum's. Bit of fun, isn't it? Sure, your mum's got a lovely cunt. I'm so sorry. Somehow that's made things worse, isn't it? No, I'm sure it's lovely. You could eat your dinner off it. What are we having? Well, it's going to taste like scampi. Go on, you had one over there, was it?
Yeah, I don't have anything to say, just fuck you.
You didn't have anything to say, just fuck you? Aww. It was lovely to have such a neurologically diverse crowd in. Yes.
How come you can say what you want and we can't?
How come I can say what I want and you can't?
What you said I agree with, but we can't do it.
You agreed with? They're all jokes, man. There's no agenda here. It's freedom of speech. I'm a huge free speech absolutist, but it's not freedom of consequence. You just got to be willing to deal with the fucking consequences. Yeah. That was a very highfalutin way of saying, I couldn't give a fuck. You know, it's like, if I think it's funny, I treat everyone like they're grown-ups and they'll get it. But I think Ricky Gervais said it in his last special, people laugh at the wrong thing because they know what the right thing is. Did you fucking know, right? You're not dummies. Apart from that guy.
Hey, mama.
Bless him. I blame the drink. Not what you've had this evening, what your mother was drinking when she was pregnant with you. Any others?
Who's your favourite comedian?
I like me. Well, it's very much my sense of humour. What, sorry?
Are you best friends with David Walliams?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty good mates, yeah. And what, sorry?
Alan Carr.
Alan I don't know as well, but yeah, I know him pretty well. I know everyone. I would say, for me, my favourite, the best comic working, I think, is Chris Rock. Chris Rock, Louis C.K., those kind of guys, they're about as good as it gets, I think. But, you know. What, sorry?
Chris.
What are you wittering on about? Who the fuck are you and how did you get involved in this? He asked me who my favourite comic was. I'm trying to answer, and you're... That's all right. I quite like... What's your name?
Tiffany.
Yeah. And what chip shop do you work in, Tiffany? Well, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can tell the price. Fucking says the price on it. Tiffany! Smell the fucking vinegar from here. Go on, what do you do, Tiffany?
I'm in sales, darling.
You're in sales?
Yeah.
Do you want a pickled egg with that?
Yeah. Sales.
Nope. Any heckles, please. How about it? Yes.
Going back.
You were saying something about... I was saying something. What? I feel like we're in a pub now. Going back. Hang on. Go on.
You were talking about a big dick.
I was talking about a big dick. Yes.
My wife often calls me a big dick, and I take it as a compliment.
Okay. Someone's alarm's gone off. I presume that means you've got to take the meds. got any other? What, sorry?
Do you like Eastport?
No. But Eastbourne's not for me, is it? It wasn't designed for me. I'm not weeks away from death. If you're about to die, this is the fucking spot, isn't it? Very much God's waiting room vibe. People shuffling about. And I suppose, you know, it must be nice to live in Eastbourne just before the end because, you know, living in Eastbourne to death, not such a big leap. What happens after you die? Nothing. What happens in Eastbourne? What, sorry?
You said it.
Yes, just now, yeah. What are you two whispering about? You really need a wee? Have a wee. You're not on the remand centre now. You don't... So what colour is that, man? Are you about to have a heart attack? You've got what I would describe as a very ruddy complexion. I'm not a doctor, but I think you're in trouble. You look about a cooked breakfast away from a heart attack. I'm genuinely concerned for you. What's happened there? It's all gone. What? There's no... It's an overcast day. How have you... Honestly, he's like beetroot red. You're a ginger fella, right? Is it these lights giving you sunburn? It's got one of those expressions, you look like you get sunburnt checking your phone. Factor 50 for you just to check the fridge. Yeah? Yeah. No, how do you get a gay to fuck a woman is the joke you're trying to do. Wow. You've done to that joke what I did to your mum's arsehole. You've absolutely fucking ruined it. What's the point of you? Yeah. As a kid, what was my party trick? I used to be fucking hilarious. That was pretty good. What changed? Diction let you down there. That was very good. Let Hain. What changed? What's my favourite dad joke? They're all dad jokes. I'm a fucking dad. Sorry, madam, I'm being rude. But what's your name?
Luke.
And what's your name, madam?
Charlie.
Charlie? And what do you do, Charlie?
I'm a mum.
I'm a mum? Of course you fucking are. How many kids?
Five.
Five? By seven different dads. The The last one fucking walked out. Five, and social services let you keep them all. Remarkable, Charlie. Named after her hobby. Good on you. Fuck it. Five. One of each. It's a modern world. Fucking hell. So that's that. Fucking hell. That is a full-time mum. Well done, you. What about you, mate? What do you do?
Carpenter.
Carpenter? That little baby Jesus. Good on you.
What else you got?
What else have I got? What, jokes-wise? That's about another 40 minutes. Don't get chippy. Fun. You know, short back and sides is just an expression. You're not in the Peaky Blinders. Stop it. Any other heckles? Can I speak any other languages? Nope. I think I could live in Italy. You don't need much more than that. It's gesture-led. But no, I've got nothing. What, can you speak lots of languages? Not really, no. I'm horribly fucking dyslexic. I could barely read or write till I was about 11. So, yeah, learning another language seemed like a bit of a fucking stretch. Try and fucking nail this one. What changed? He's probably shit at French as well, but he needs that. Specialise. Any other?
Without a facelift.
No, but I looked with a mate recently. We looked online, we looked at who did Brad Pitt's and went, fucking let's go there. I'm doing it for you. I don't have to fucking look at this. Twice a day I have to look at this when I'm brushing my teeth. That's it. You've got to stare for...
Anthony Hopkins!
What?
She roasted you the other day.
She roasted me the other day? Off the girl from The Apprentice? Well, I didn't hear about it because she doesn't matter. Why would I give a fuck about that? I don't want to be a dick about it, but you've got a weird laugh. What, sorry?
It's not a heckle.
It's not a heckle.
Happy 40th birthday.
Is he 40?
40th
birthday. Oh. Hi. I think he'd love a shout out. He'd love a shout out, Aaron. Of course you'd love a shout out. Do you know what he'd prefer, though? Anal. What's your name, mate? Aaron? Aaron. Oh, I feel bad for Aaron. Happy birthday, Aaron. Poor thing, his parents couldn't give a fuck about him. Look how far they got in the book of boys' names. Job's a good one. What do you do, Aaron?
Carpenter.
You're a carpenter. There's a lot of it about. What, you're building a fucking ark? What's going on? What about you, love? What do you do? You're in property. That's a nicer way of saying housewife, isn't it? I'm in property. I'm in a house all day. What do you mean, like selling houses? You an estate agent?
No, I source properties in that room for people with special needs.
You source properties for people with special needs? Are you in the county lines thing? I get people with special needs and I set up a trap house and then we sell cocaine through that. Well, it's a growth industry, well done. How lovely. Hi, Jimmy. It's the end of my husband, Kieran Parsons' first week as a manager Porsche. Where's Kieran? Where are you, Kieran? What was that? Fuck Kieran? What? I might buy a fucking Porsche. Hey, Kieran, can you do us a deal? Only I've got quite a small penis. I need something, maybe a Targa. What's the electric Targa like? Is it nice?
Yeah, fuck you.
No? Fuck you. This guy's very anti-Porsche. What's going on there? I can't help liking him. Fucking good on you. Fuck Kieran, fuck you. What's your name, mate? What a way to find out you've got Tourette's. Always wanted to know, I'll ask. What makes people with Tourette's tick? All right. What, sorry? Kieran, have you been fucking his wife again? Very naughty. Can you shout out Keir Hobson as he's just passed his bike test? What? What is he, fucking 7? What is that? Is that still a thing? Got my cycling proficiency. Who's passed their bike test? Well, hi. What, like motorcycle?
Yeah.
And what? How big a motorcycle can you ride?
125.
A 125. God bless you. I'm thrilled that you've done that. Thank you so much. Hey, none of us know when we're going to need a kidney. Or a heart. New retina. We don't know, do we? But this fucking idiot is out there on a 125 fucking getting T-boned. Christ, the technology for their next hair transplant. Good luck, drive safe. I hope this is the number for Jimmy Carr. It's my mum's 50th and my 18th birthday, and this was my main gift. I need some advice though. Jimmy, how do I get a girlfriend? I'm desperate and lonely. P.S. My mum and dad says hi. Okay, who's 18?
Him.
Go on. Go on. Hi. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Oliver.
Hi, Oliver. How are you, mate?
Shh,
shh, shh, shh, shh. Shh. Hi, Oliver. So, single?
Yeah.
18?
Yeah.
I won't worry about it. It'll happen. Stop thinking about, right? This has been my genuine advice to you, Oliver. Stop thinking about what you want and think about what you can offer. Think about how you could give more. Think about what you could give in a relationship and in life at that age. That's the people often, they think about when you're 18, whatever, 19, that you think about what you want in life. Think about what you're offering the world. It's a more interesting way of thinking about it. Good luck. Good luck, my friend. And there's a lot of stuff out there about toxic masculinity. Easy cure. Be a gentleman, be a mensch. Hi, Jimmy. Wanna be my bitch? I got big tits. What colour panties are you wearing? I think I do wanna be your bitch, yeah, I think. Who's... Hello? So I was just looking at dem titties, yeah. Like a dead heat in a fucking Zeppelin race. Christ! Cause of death is not going to be drowning. What else we got? Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?